about the team's record on the road when you're on the road and the success you've had there?
Not really. We just focus on the game and try to get the results. We've been better this year than last. You know, last year there was a lot of talk about it. We weren't great last year, especially the beginning of the year. But as we went through the last 3 months, I can't remember what it was, the last 20, 25 games, we ended up about 500. So we've built off that, and we're a lot better for it this year.
What's the buzz in Winnipeg right now? You can tell the New York media about having a first-place team at the moment this late in the
season.
Well,
I think there's a lot of anxiety in Winnipeg. They're uncertain of how we're going to do. They're kind of like we are because we want to try to get a better grasp of our situation in first place. And, every time we get to that area, we don't quite grasp it. You know, we had the two games against Washington and then the last game against Carolina would have put us at 8 points or 4 points. And so now we're hanging on the edge of our seats and we're trying to, I think the people of Winnipeg are thinking more in those terms. For us, we just focus on the game, the immediate game, and go from there. We don't get too wrapped up in everything. We know what's going on.
What do you want to see get better from last game to this game, I guess?
Well, I thought last game we played pretty well. We had some good chances. If we could have finished on a couple of them. But the biggest thing for us in the last game, when you look at it, was we weren't able to gather momentum at key times. There was a point in the game we were 1-0, we were down 1-0, and we started to have a shift or two that was good towards the last 5 minutes of the first, and then we ended up taking a penalty. They scored. So going into the second period, it was 2-1. We had some really good chances. We got a chance to really get some momentum going, get the building energized, and we weren't able to convert. And then we opened up the third, and we ended up being down 3-1. So if we were able to get some momentum and a couple of, I wouldn't say back-to-back shifts, because we had that in the second. If we were able to finish it a little better, we'd be happy. But, I mean, that's going to fall to deaf ears when you talk to the Rangers, because they've got the same issue.
Pavlik again? No.
Is it Pavlik?
Yeah.
Pavlik's going to start, yeah. He's going to start tonight. Don't tell New York.
Do you foresee any other lineup changes that you want to
tell? No, about? We're pretty much going with the same. We got guys banged up, and we're pretty much going with the same lineup we had before. So.
You just keep riding Pavlik?
Well, right now, he knows the situation. I mean, Montoya has done a really good job all year. You know, we haven't been able to get him in a rhythm, but Pavlik for us has been really, he's really given us a chance to win games. Even when the score was 2-1, he really gives us an opportunity to get back in the game. And we have to win games. That's the bottom line. So we'll determine the fatigue factor and how all that goes as we go game by game. So I can't tell you he'll play this or he'll play that.